What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
Borahe, iconic army.
Borahe,
guys. Arirang releases this week. Ah! It has been so fun getting ready for this album, and it's surreal that it's finally here. It's just, we've waited so long for it, and boy, do we have so much Arirang promo content to cover. I know that when this episode drops, it's most likely going to be the day that Arirang, the album, actually releases, but we're going to go ahead and cover all of the promotional content that we've gotten so far. We just wanted to start and talk about the album cover for Arirang. This happens to be BTS's first album cover that has their faces on it, which Kayla, you had pointed this out and I had not even really realized or made note of that. But if you go back through all of the discography, like, their faces are not on their albums. It's a lot of just album art. And we just find this to be so significant, so iconic, really significant because they not only have never had their faces on their album, but it makes me think about some of the most iconic and historic albums that we've gotten from other artists. Like, I think of albums such as the Beatles' Let It Be or Abbey Road. I think about albums like Michael Jackson's Thriller, the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. Like, these are some of the best albums of all time that features the faces of the artists mm-hmm. on the front of the cover. And it makes me think about, like, let's say 2050, like down the road in the future, people talking about BTS and picturing Arirang's album cover with their faces on it. Like, that's where they go to when they think about BTS. And it just makes me feel like it's setting the stage for how this album is going to be famous and
yes,
legendary and historical.
Totally.
And an album that will identify the group.
Yes. I love this idea that it's going to be the one that people look back on. And for the masses, anyone who doesn't already know BTS and they can't already put mm-hmm. faces to their name from this album, they will. And yeah. that this is going to be such a massive album that it's going to go down in history as that identifier for them.
Yes.
I think that is so cool and so neat, especially with this title of Arirang and all of the cultural importance and history that that carries. I also feel like this photo, so the album cover photo of them is all seven of them, three of them in the front, four of them in the back, lined up standing. And to me, it also mirrors the photo of the seven young Korean men who made the first recording of Arirang in 1896 in the U.S., mm-hmm. That photo that we've seen from yeah. after that recording. So I think that could be intentional too, is like they want to represent that and kind of mirror or harken back to that.
Yeah, it does seem like it's mirroring it. Like yeah. they look very similar. I love that they're in these suits too. And those seven Korean men back in 1896 were also in suits and just... Yeah, I mean, it seems timeless. Mm-hmm. It seems classy. It just seems,
you know,
it's perfect.
It really does seem timeless. I want to talk about not only the suits that they're wearing, but the composition and like the placement of each mm-hmm. member here. Mm-hmm. Just starting with the suits, because you mentioned it, like Jin is wearing a pinstripe suit. That is very classic and timeless. Jimin mm-hmm. has one too. We see multiple like three-piece suits, very clean lines, very clean patterns. This is all neutral tones, grays, blacks, whites,
mm-hmm.
which I think like if you are comparing it to the original seven Korean men who recorded Arirang in that photo of it being black and white, like both of these photos could be in black and white and would like transition that way. So yeah, I think that the style of suits that they're wearing is very timeless and classic too. I yeah. love the placement of each member here. Like,
me too.
RM is in the bottom row, front and center. He's the first person that your eyes go to, which I think is significant, him being the leader. But then immediately after, you see the two people like right behind his shoulders, J-Hope and Yoongi. So we yeah. have the rap line here in the middle. The main writers and producers, you know.
They're like on his shoulders.
Yes. Like, yeah. Yes. It's so powerful to see them uh-huh. like there at his shoulders. And then, you know, surrounding all of them is the vocal line, like Jungkook and then Jimin behind Jungkook, Jin and then Taeyong behind. And I love that they're like wrapping around the core mm-hmm. of this rap line. Which I feel like the rap has always been the core of BTS, right? And
yes,
how they started.
Course, yeah.
And mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like BTS if they don't have the rap in there, too. So
they're central. They're the core.
Totally.
The
mm-hmm. I think that all of this is intentional in the placement and the lineup of
Absolutely.
Each member here. So, I'm really, really enjoying this album cover. And they also all look fine as hell. Like,
mm-hmm.
each of them.
Can we talk about Yoongi's hair?
Yes.
His hair is so fluffy and voluminous in this photo. It really caught me off guard. So many ARMYs were just, like, fangirling so hard over
yes.
Yoongi's hair in this. But, yeah, they all look timeless. They all look classy. The positioning definitely is very intentional. I do think it harkens back to the original photo of the seven men, Korean men, who went to Howard University. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just stunning. It's already a historical album just with this cover for the album.
I agree. Mm-hmm. They all look so stunning. I also have to say, you guys, I have a head cold right now, so I'm so sorry if I sound weird or like if I start coughing, like I'll try to mute myself, but it's rough for me right now. So we're gonna make it through, but just a little disclaimer.
I'm proud of you for showing up, and I'm grateful that you're here.
Anything for BTS. This episode
when you're feeling like this.
Yeah. Anything for BTS and Iconics.
You were like, it's such poor timing.
It's horrible. Like,
at least
timing.
When the album actually comes out, you'll probably be feeling better.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's hoping.
Yeah. Can't be sick for BTS. No. No time for that.
No, we don't have time for it. But yeah, we are so excited to actually get this physical album. And then also, let's talk about these promos we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
Yeah, today we're going to hang out for about an hour, and we are talking about all the promotional content that we've gotten for Arirang. So we're going to be talking about like the decoding and scavenger hunts that we've gotten on Spotify and on Google. We'll go into like the messages that we've received from all of the members and some of this deciphering about Swim and just the album in general. And then we'll get into the Arirang animation trailer. This is what I am particularly excited to talk about. I'm sure you guys are too, because this is where we actually get a little bit of a sound clip for one of the songs on the album, so a lot to unpack there. Also, it kind of validates all of ARMY's theories about the 7 Korean men coming over, going to Howard University. So we'll get into that. And then we'll kind of wrap up talking about all of the Netflix promos we've gotten and just their comeback concert promo video and trailer and all of it. It's
going
to be a great episode. So much to unpack and talk about here.
Yeah. Before we get into it, we just want to say thanks, Iconics, so much for being here and for listening and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us a little bit further, if you really enjoy how much we unpack every little detail of Arirang leading up to it and into the album, then please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Yes, thanks for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Pronuvo. That's Prenuvo.com.
So let's start off with the Arirang decoding and scavenger hunt. So just some overarching themes that we have picked up on since seeing the decoding and scavenger hunts that we've had. There's been a lot of overarching themes for this album where there is symbolism of the sea, water, message in a bottle, ships, looking for treasure. So it definitely goes along with that Arirang original folklore where, you know, it's a couple that's in love and trying to cross this river or body of water to get to one another. So it feels like the imagery of getting a message in the bottle, going and searching, traveling across the sea is very much goes hand in hand with that theme within Arirang's folklore. And we also feel like we can anticipate possible themes of this in their hit track Swim, with Swim already, with some of the information we've got about it, has themes of like enduring through treacherous times or weather, you know, treacherous seas. And then also there's just, I find it interesting that the promotional content for getting a different clips of BTS talking about the album or songs or just information about like the track list, we got it through having to like solve these codes and ciphers and unlocking treasures and looking for clues and searching. I know that the Spotify decoding was irritating the shit out of me because I literally could not figure it out. I was like actually pissed off doing research yesterday, and Kayla had to like look up TikTok videos for me to have figure it out because I wasn't smart enough
to
do it.
Well, I'm no help because I don't even use Spotify. So I was like, I was like, you got it, girl. Like, hopefully you'll
like,
figure
whatever.
It out.
And I'm like, you're so stupid. You were like, I was so mad about it. But it, I mean, kind of a fun idea to have to like go in and search and look through their music to be able to find all of these clues. But I'm curious if that will be a theme within the album or within songs, if there's any kind of ciphers or things, mentions of that, or like decoding.
You know, one thing that I did see people talking about online that I personally want to debunk, and I'm hoping that I'm not going to be proven wrong, like the second the album drops, people are like, ooh, message in a bottle, treasure, ships, like they're like, it's a pirate concept era, like they're gonna be dressed like pirates in the music video. And I'm just like, no, I'm sorry, but there's no way, there's no way that they're gonna do something like, I don't know, that does not feel very BTS to me, and it doesn't feel very Arirang either.
It doesn't go with their lore either, really.
No,
even if they were to go, I don't even think they're gonna be going the route of their lore with this album. But even if it was, it wouldn't match.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be surprised if that's the case.
I think if you're going like BTS lore connection to this album, if you want to try to connect it, BTS were always time travelers, right? In their lore. And so they could be like the original Seven who recorded Arirang, and then they time travel, or, you know. Could be that. But I saw the pirate thing and I was just like, no, like I can't. So if
I didn't see that theory.
I saw it a couple times, and I just, I don't think so. I hope that I'm not wrong about that.
Yeah.
Definitely love the idea of like decoding, or like the ciphers gives us, maybe they're not naming any of these songs cipher part five, but maybe they are a cipher.
Yeah, or there's mentions of it in the lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go into the Spotify Decoding Arirang, the members' messages. So each message got released in fragments of the phonograph cylinder, and you could find them, and then it would be like, oh, message one of seven, here's RM's message. So in RM's message, he shares that the album is about the universal feelings that we all have, joy, love, and longing, with the courage to keep going and the resolve to get through the waves of life. He also says that this love is beyond the romantic feelings of love, and instead it's more so having a love for life and choosing to move at one's own pace without resisting the current. This is really interesting to me because I hear songs about moving along with the current or going against the current. Like, mostly it's going against the current and, you know, making your own path by going against the current, but not resisting the current, but still moving at your own pace. So I think this is an interesting take on like the swim and the water and kind of like moving through life at your own pace. I also feel like this is something that feels so authentic to BTS to be talking about. Something that they struggled with pre-military was finding that pacing of their own lives. So it's cool that this is like a primary focus.
Yeah. It makes me think of the Tao. Like a heavy theme within like the Tao Te Ching is that they talk about not resisting the water, and water is used constantly as a symbol, and Taoism is more so going with the current and not resisting. And I can't help but to think too, just because Namjoon is so philosophical, but the mention of this not being a romantic feeling, a song about romantic feelings, and that it's more so about having a love for life. And the mention of love for life takes me to Trivia Love, where he says, I live so I love. So it's like inverted or reversed. I live so I love, a love for life. I don't know. I just love it.
I love that too. It feels very RM. It feels very much like his personal journey with self-acceptance and love and finding happiness. And I love that he's finding a place to talk about it here with the whole group. The other thing that really stood out about RM's message that was different than every other member's is that in the background of his message was this very, to me, ominous sounding, slow, low-toned cello music playing in the background of this clip. which I love the strings. Anytime I hear strings with BTS, I think Black Swan. Like, I, you know, give me strings in their songs on this album and we're going to be living for it. But that just was like, okay, why is this here? You know, it gave kind of this eerie feeling to what was overall like a really positive message from him. So I'm not really sure where that is pointing right now.
Yeah, I feel like, maybe it could be pointing to like a song in the album or something like that, but it also just goes along with the feelings of mystery, solving a mystery. It sounds like background music that you would hear inside a escape room.
That's what I think about. That's fair, especially because this is the first message that you find, so it could be kind of setting you up for that mystery or decoding the rest of them for sure.
But no one else's has it. It's just RM's.
I know. I thought, okay, maybe every member is going to have a little bit of music behind theirs, but no. So Jin's was message number two. They released, well, they didn't release the messages in this order, but the order of the messages are fan chant order. So Jin's is the second one, and he said that Swim has an upbeat alternative pop sound, and that's really energetic too. And then he also mentioned that there's vibrant old school drums that blend beautifully with a warm electric guitar. This sounds amazing. He also shared that you feel strength, the strength of the song, the moment that you hear the guitar. Sounds fucking awesome. Like, give us like that rock BTS. It sounds incredible.
Yeah, we got pretty excited when we heard old school drums. That makes me think of their hip hop origins.
It's giving debut.
Yes, it is. So in Suga's message, he said that Swim has powerful drums, lo-fi synths, and a warm electric guitar. So there's definitely an electric guitar in this song that is warm. And then I love the mention of lo-fi synths. That sounds like heavenly production when they've got those lo-fi synths in there. And then he also said that the groove of this track is a quote-on kick. I don't know exactly what that means, but it makes me feel like it's gonna hit you real hard.
It's gonna hit you, and it's gonna like make you get up. And is it gonna make you get up and move? Gonna make you get up and like be, you know, active with it, or, you know, motivated. I love the mention of the lo-fi synths. This again feels very classic BTS. This is bringing me to like Love Yourself Tear with like a lo-fi.
Say no more. I agree. So in J-Hope's message, he says, or at least reiterates, that Swim is about having the resolve to move through the waves of life as they cheer us on every step of the way. And it's that love for life, not resisting, taking life as it comes at you.
For me, I feel like this is him being like, so this is us encouraging you too through this song. So maybe the lyrics will have a little bit of that, like, from us to you type of BTS ARMY, you know, oneness, maybe. Like, together we can do it. Jimin's message, he said that the album speaks about their roots, so it's cool to get a mention of what the whole album is. We already kind of guessed at some of that with going through the track list, but for him to say like this is our roots for the whole album, and that Swim itself represents their present and is the start of their new chapter. Very exciting. He said it hopes, or he hopes that their current as a group never stops flowing, and that they're still moving forward at their own pace, and that the entire album connects their past stories with their future dreams. So wow, I mean, that's a lot to put on this album, but yeah, so BTS coded.
Yeah. And then in Taeyang's message, he said, well, first off, we have to talk about his voice, because Kim Taeyang, his voice is so soothing and comforting right at the beginning. It's as if he's leading you through a meditation. Kayla, when you were talking to me about it, you were like, did you ever download like the Headspace app for meditation? I'm like, yes. Like, it sounds like he's about to like send you into like a meditation that you like fall asleep within the first couple of minutes, because his voice is so soothing. And also like what he's talking about too, like he's talking a little bit about like life can be heavy and scary, and just he sounds like, go and listen to it, like you might just go into a zen like state. But he acknowledges that life can be scary and heavy at times, and he hopes that Swim can show us that they truly understand that struggle along with us, and that together we can swim through it. Love that sentiment.
Amazing. And then Jungkook's message, he says that he's excited and curious to see our reactions. And from the song, wants us to take away two main messages, love for life and courage. So reiterating RM saying that we also want to have that love for life through the song. He also wants this song to feel like a gift, but something that we can dance to as well with, and he said, quote, warm guitar sounds. So again, bringing up the guitar that will be in the song.
I'm getting a mix of RM's Still Life with Idol. Like, ooh, that's like the messages I'm getting mixed together here.
Yeah.
Like the love for life, but also the courage to continue to cheer, like them cheering us on instead of like, you can't stop me loving myself. It feels like it's going to be them saying, encouraging us to keep loving ourselves, or not loving ourselves necessarily, but like to keep keep on keeping on, basically.
Loving life,
like cheering us.
For sure.
Even through the tough times, Okay, and then BTS's final message that you receive after decoding Arirang, RM tells us that this is a very special album. Every member took part in bringing it to life, and leaves us with a surprise message saying, quote, I could spend a lifetime watching you, which we for sure think that this is either direct lyrics from the song or somewhere on the album. Like, it's very clear that this was a sneak peek and a spoiler for us. This was like probably the biggest clue that we've gotten in terms of what's going to be on the album. So I could spend a lifetime watching you.
I'm really excited to see where this ends up in the song, because I totally agree that that's the biggest hint to song lyrics that we're going to get before it drops.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the scavenger hunt that they did on Google as well. This was actually like a week or so ago, so a little bit longer ago than this most recent scavenger hunt that they did on Spotify. But on Google, if you Googled just BTS, it popped up a little message in a bottle in the bottom right corner of your screen, and it asked you a bunch of trivia questions about BTS. And as you answered them, you unlocked each song on the album. So you got the track list title, and it was written, like, handwritten by each BTS member. So each song was written by a different member. So, like, Body to Body was written by RM. He even drew, like, two little stick figures holding each other's hands. J-Hope wrote FYA with a little fire drawing next to it. Makes us think, like, oh, fire.
Oh, my God. I was like, kicking myself
how did we
so
not think of
much
that?
Because I wanted to say fire on the track list episode, but then I was like, no, like, they already have a very popular song called Fire. Like, I can't imagine that they would name a new song Fire, you know? So I didn't even bring it up, but seeing like him putting flames, if it's not supposed to be pronounced like fire, then it at least from the flame drawing is going to be a hype ass song. Like, we
predicted. Should have known that it wasn't an acronym, because like we even compared it to UGG and like it's just fire. Like, it has to be. But the flames that he drew, I feel like, really gives it away there. But and these were all listed under the title. Like, all of the actual songs were listed with the title above it saying your love songs. And this just makes me think, like, oh, every single song on here could potentially be a different type of love song, which was a theory we had back in our last episode. So this just kind of, I think, adds a little confirmation to that, that each song could, like, basically, which song is our love song?
Right.
Which one's going to be our favorite?
Which one is going to resonate with you, or like the type of love that you want to talk about? And it goes back to like the track list of dead air songs, you know, with like the romantic love, the, you know, all the different types of love. Yeah, totally. Very exciting. Yeah. And I thought it was just cool to be able to see these in their own handwriting.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the Arirang animation trailer that came out here. So they did start with some text, like a disclaimer at the beginning of the video, saying that this video was inspired by the story of seven young Koreans as documented in the Washington Post on May 8th, 1896, quote, seven Koreans at Howard, some of who captured the first known audio recordings of Koreans in Washington, D.C. on July 24th of that same year. As a modern reimagining, this work draws upon the profound cultural significance of these historical records, which preserve the authentic voices of young Korean men and the first ever recording of Arirang. This production may deviate from actual historical events and does not serve as a formal evaluation or interpretation of any historical event or person. I appreciated that disclaimer, just being like, hey, like, we're taking artistic liberties here in this mm-hmm. animation. We are not going to, you know, because they're obviously bending it, even just with showing all seven of the Korean men recording it. We know that it was only like three of them that actually recorded mm-hmm. it. So, but just to have that stronger symbolism between BTS and the seven, you know, they show all seven of them here in this video. Also, I think of note to point out is that this video did not use any AI to create these animations. If you go into the credits of the video, you can see all of the different animators and directors and artists that worked on creating this video, which I think is wonderful.
Yay. Hooray for human artistry. Yay
for human art, exactly. No AI. Yeah.
So just real briefly, we did cover the history of Arirang and the original recording and the seven Korean students at Howard University in our episode 276, The History of Arirang. So definitely go back and listen to that if you don't know much about this story, because we in depth cover it and we also talk about the folklore of Arirang and the origins of Arirang. But to summarize the Howard University story, just so to give context to this animation film that we got, or this animation trailer, and how it parallels to BTS, is that yes, in 1896, these seven young Korean men came over to the US. They studied at Howard University, where they basically charmed the students with their singing at this university, and therefore got discovered by this American ethnologist, Alice Fletcher, who invited three of those students over to her home in Washington, D.C. to record the first ever recording of Arirang. And they ended up recording the six-cylinder recording that now is at the Library of Congress in the Folklore Reading Room. So you can actually go and like listen to it and check it out there. But huge historical significance, and you can see the parallels to BTS with just even the number of Korean men and how they were known for their singing, and they recorded Arirang for the first time in the States, and here we are having BTS with their album Arirang, who are seven Korean men.
Very cool.
Like, it's just so much. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is also such a side note, but, well, not really, but it's just a random fact. This specific cylinder recordings, there's a bunch of different cylinders that were made for the phonograph to be recorded on, like different materials. Theirs was on a wax cylinder, and it was red wax. And I'm just thinking about the red graphics that we have in the album cover. Ooh. And maybe that was intentionally used because the original recording was recorded on red wax. You can see.
I love that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I love that. I really do, because I have thought long and hard about what the red and white, like why the red and white coloring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so prominent. It is. In the logo. And
I don't know. I was just thinking about that because I had seen mm-hmm. a different video about the actual cylinders, and it was a librarian at the Library of Congress talking about the wax cylinders that it was recorded on. So,
how cool.
Yeah. And so then, you know, in this actual promo video, we see BTS in a room with a phonograph, and they have the six different cylinders in the canisters on the table, and they pick up, open one. It's a red wax cylinder. And they cue it up. They play it on the phonograph. Mm-hmm. I believe it's Yoongi who actually places it on the phonograph there. Mm-hmm. And then as they're listening, they kind of are all leaning in together. And as they hear it, it kind of sucks them back. And they're visualizing the history of this recording happening. We see a little bit of the story of the seven young Koreans boarding a ship, traveling across the sea, going and singing at Howard University. And then like singing around a phonograph, recording the first recording of Arirang. And the whole time mm-hmm. during this part, a kind of soothing, quiet Arirang song is playing in the background of the video. Mm-hmm. After we see the original seven Korean men recording it, then, you know, we kind of get sucked back into the phonograph and we see BTS performing Not Today on stage in a stadium for thousands of fans, you know, packed stadium. And, you know, it's just cool. They're like building that parallel, like of the, you know, the Arirang then and then now. Then we kind of zoom out of that clip, which becomes a photo on the wall behind BTS now, who then pick up another phonograph cylinder, which in this case, it's also a red wax cylinder, to cue it up. And then that's when a sound clip starts to play, the sound clip that Bethany was talking about.
Yes. Oh, it's just so exciting to see them using this story and paralleling them to this original recording of Arirang and the use of the phonograph and them jamming around to this music. And there were armies who theorized about Arirang and the first recording in the Howard University Korean students. And it's just so cool to see that that is actually accurate. Like, that was actually inspiration for this album at some point. And yeah, I just feel like BTS and ARMY, like, we come up with all these crazy theories and this one was right.
Yeah, it's so satisfying. Cool. And I remember when we were doing that episode, we were like, they have to know about this, right? Like, they have to know about this story. And then, of course they do. Of course they do. Of course they were going to reference it in the promos for the album. It just makes so much sense.
I wonder if they listened to the original recordings at the Library of Congress. That would be really
cool if they had
actually gone and listened to it, or someone brought it to them, you know, when they were in LA. It would be really cool. Anyways, so let's talk about this sound clip that is in this trailer, because we immediately thought that, yes, this is absolutely a clip from the album. Like, this is one of the songs. I was freaking out. This was released at like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Okay. I was laid in bed next to Corey and I'm like, oh my God, I'm listening to it. I'm like, this has to be it. This has to be the song, while I'm also freaking about how, like, oh my gosh, this historical connection is actually accurate. This theory is right. How cool. Like, ARMY is so smart. And I'm blowing up Kayla's phone and she's not responding at all. I'm like, like, of all of the times within recent years, Kayla, you have been the one up and I have been the one asleep and me waking up to like hundreds of texts from you. And now it was my turn. I was just like, this is totally one of the songs. Like, it's just a banger. Like, I put that sound clip on repeat and it's what, not even 30 seconds, if that, but it just hits. Like, I was dancing, I was vibing to it. I made 3 Instagram posts on our Instagram. Like, I was crazy. I was so incredibly excited about everything that was being released. But yeah, a lot of people originally heard Ari in the sound clip, but we found out now that it's actually BBBBody or BBBBody. And so we found out that it's actually a sound clip for Body to Body, which is the first song on the album. And that was confirmed by the Picard brothers on their Instagram that, yes, it is Body to Body. Yeah. They were some of the producers
on the
song. They
were like, you guys like the clip? Like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
incredible. Amazing. Like, who would have thought that it would be released in this animation trailer?
No. I mean, okay, I always feel like whenever they do a teaser, they have some great song, you know, music in the background of the teaser, and it never happens to be on the album. So it's really cool that we're getting confirmation before the album comes out, like, hey, we made this song. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I woke up to like 24 text messages in the morning and this was like the day that I was starting to get sick. So it makes sense why I fell asleep so early, because I never fall asleep that early. Mm-hmm. But that was like my, I don't know, Thursday morning or Friday morning. I don't remember. And before I was going to work, I was like waking Jeremy up like, look at BTS. I was like shoving the picture of the album in his face. I was like, watch this video. They talked about the seven Korean men. And yeah, I was freaking out. So I got it just a little bit delayed, but really, really amazing beat of this song in this sound clip is the point. Like the, and then like, in the promo video, you see BTS, they're kind of like suiting up, like they're, you know, pulling up their sleeves, they're buttoning tie, you know,
they're on a
their
mission. Jacket,
and then they're like running out, and you get like outlines of them standing at Gwanghwamun Square, like ready to perform for the comeback stage.
Yeah.
I mean, like, talk about getting hype. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good promo.
It's
that's
so
a good
well
ass
planned
promo.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is so well thought out and planned out. Yes, it is a phenomenal promo.
Damn, I'm so glad that they took like all of this time to make this album. Like, we haven't even heard
too.
It yet, but just you saying it's so well planned out, like, yes, it's going to be the payoff is going to be so worth it.
I love that the trailer shows something that hasn't happened yet, but we know is coming.
Yeah.
You know, them just about to perform.
How cool. This promo video trailer also ends with the Arirang symbol and then a question at the bottom of the screen that says, when the world feels heavy, when your heart feels light, what is your love song? So I'm also wondering, are these potentially lyrics in a song somewhere? Because we're kind of getting that, like, what is your love song? The whole album is your love song type of thing. But I appreciated that question that they're posing to kind of build more
There's
anticipation.
Definitely a song on there that will help you feel better when the world feels heavy.
Yeah.
And there will definitely be a song on there that will make your heart feel light.
Ugh.
Yeah.
BTS always giving us what we need when we need it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about the Netflix promos, because this animation trailer kind of ends with that, with, you know, showing what will come with BTS performing their comeback stage. And this week, we also got the comeback concert promo video from Netflix, where it's just like so fucking epic of a video, man.
It is.
At the beginning of the video, we just hear, you know, like, it's kind of like news and fan reaction to BTS going on hiatus and going into the military. And then we hear RM's voice and he says, "We promised our fans that we'd be back." Immediate tears, like, crying right then, because they did.
Yeah.
And we all remember how 2022 Festa dinner felt, and how hopeless and how sad and how you just felt like, even if and when they do come back, it'll be such a long time from now. And for them to be back fulfilling that promise, I mean, it just feels so surreal.
It does.
Then we get like these just phenomenal shots of each member in Gwanghwamun Square, and they all look fucking incredible. Like, they look so good.
These shots that zoom in on them with their name written in bold lettering across the screen, like you were saying, it's just really epic. And it kind of reminds me a little bit of, oh gosh, like the Studio Chooms at the end of Studio Choom, where they zoom in on each member after their performance.
Oh my God,
and it says their name. Like, we've never gotten that from BTS, because they've never done a Studio Choom, because they just, you know, are doing their own thing. But like, it's like this Netflix promo is giving them that moment where you have time to take in their face and their name. And it makes me think about, like, anyone who doesn't know who they are, they know who they are now.
Yes.
Right?
Definitely.
Which, who doesn't know who they are, but right.
But, you know, there's still locals out there. Yes, I love, we get like, we get a shot of like their full body, and then like the most glamorous, like up close camera panning across them shot, like incredible. There's RM standing with an umbrella, with a little, like, he has like a keychain on his pants that has a little silver spoon. I feel like, obviously, referencing BAPSE, referencing their history, who they are, what they came from, referencing that they always talk about issues going on in the world. And also, I just think it's so significant that RM is standing here with an umbrella. It's like giving me Forever Rain. It's like, but it's like, he's evolved, you know, he's come so much since then as an individual and as an artist. And I just love this imagery of thinking about him then and him now with this umbrella.
Yes. Yeah. I'm never gonna forgive Jin for the way that he looks in this trailer, because his glamour shot, he's got his head and chin tilted up, exposing like the length of his neck that continues on with this deep cut shirt.
How dare he?
And he's got this chunky silver like choker necklace on. I cannot. Like, lethal visuals.
Way too handsome.
He's beyond worldwide handsome in this.
Yeah.
I'm mad at him for that one.
But then Min Yoongi, yeah. I mean, you were talking about his tousled hair on the album cover. He still has the long hair. It's like straighter here for these shots, but I love Yoongi with long hair and the PC bangs in front of his eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, just so fucking killer.
He looks so mature here. Mm-hmm. Like, producer Min Yoongi. Yes. That is what he looks like. Also, his Adam's apple. I don't know why that's drawing my eye. But yeah, J-Hope looks so stunning in his shots too. He's got kind of like PC hair as well that's parted, and his whole outfit and just his aura that he's giving is so stunning. And just, I feel like I could not approach this man. He looks unapproachable to an extent. He has his hand, like his thumb, tucked into his pocket with how he's looking at us. He has these dog tag kind of necklaces and this leather jacket, and he's just serving really intense visuals and looks here. Like, unapproachable. He's giving a little bit of Park Jim and unapproachable.
This is like judging Hoseok. This is like what we're here for. Talking about Park Jimin, oh my God. Listen, he has like that light blonde, like blondie silver hair going on right now. Immaculate perfection. Mm-hmm. And these shots that we get,
it's a perfect form for him.
Oh yes, like it is, it's a little bit, it's not quite silver from Blood, Sweat and Tears, but it's like, you know, leaning that way. Mm-hmm. The camera is getting him from this like low sweeping across the screen angle, so he's just kind of like turning and staring you down from above, so we're getting jawline, we're getting eyes downcast at you. It's everything. It's, for me, it's really reminiscent of some of the shots from his Face album, and I love it. He looks so sexy.
Yes, I could see that. It's also making me think of Black Swan a little bit with the angle.
Oh my God, yes.
Taeyang also, like, tousled hair that's like kind of wet and PC, but he is glaring at us like he is like brooding Taeyang, the brooding Taeyang that we've always alluded to. He also looks like from his like Friends music video, where he's in like that kind of like leather jacket and looks a little bit more like edgy bad boy. He's giving that with this, but it's just the dead staring into your soul, brooding glare at us. Like, it is peak Taeyang. He's so handsome. I mean,
perfection.
He's just so good looking.
Yeah, the brooding though is exactly what he's doing. My goodness. He looks like he wants to sing Love Me Again at us in this shot. And then Jungkook, man. So Jungkook also has like the deep V-neck going on that Jin had, which is just amazing. I love when Jungkook are like mirroring each other. Jungkook also has all of his piercings in. The under the lip piercing, the lip rings, all these earrings, the silver necklaces, and then his classic, like, perfect Jungkook hairstyle, like the bangs just falling a little bit behind, like in front of his face, hair pushed back. He looks so fine. He looks just incredible. We also feel like all of these like black outfits that they're wearing in this promo is what they're gonna wear for the comeback stage.
Yeah, because these outfits are what are in the animation trailer that you can see. Like, I can tell, especially because of Jin's sleeves on his shirt are kind of like fluffed out. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's like a feathering or a tassel or
they're
what,
pushed up. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can see that in the animation trailer. So we think that it could very well be the actual outfits that they wear, but who knows?
Definitely.
One of the shots that is so cool is them walking in this square, and they're like walking across in a line, and they're just like perfectly spread out, and you get just like a really neat shot of the rap line, like, especially walking.
It's like the Beatles' Abbey Road.
That's
except
what it looks like.
Make
yeah.
it BTS. Yeah. There was another similar shot where they're walking across, but it's nighttime and they're all carrying lanterns, which I also think was like a really cool shot. Like, they're leading the way, you know? But yeah, this shot with the rap line crossing the middle of the square with the building in the background.
Is it like they're in their Abbey Road era? Like, this is where they are in the history of their group? Like, that was a group?
The Beatles expert in this duo, so yeah.
I mean, Abbey Road was like an iconic spot by their studio. And this is a pretty iconic spot in Korea. So,
yeah. There you go. I mean, I can imagine people like going to this venue and recreating this photo, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I could see it too.
I really
could
like
be foreshadowing.
Yeah, it could be foreshadowing. Mm-hmm. I really like the shots of like you see them all lined up, seven of them. Clearly, like it's how they're going to look when they're on the stage, and there's like backlight behind them, and they are just, you know, in a straight across line, ready. They're ready to perform and take the stage. Yeah. And to me, at this point in the promo, I just felt like, okay, wow, like it's happening. Like I'm ready for the show to be on this second right now. That was so epic, the entire promo video. And then it just builds to this point of seeing all seven of them together. I just love it.
Mm-hmm. The last thing that I have to talk about from this promo video is Yoongi crouching down to the camera and reaching his hand out towards us. I was told Kayla, I'm like, I don't care if it's his foot, his hand, as long as a limb is reaching or coming at me from Min Yoongi, I'm satisfied. I'm right where I want to be.
Right. Love it. Yeah, love it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really iconic shot from the promo.
Yeah. So last couple things, we're getting these countdowns from Netflix of each member going up to a microphone, and they're saying basically 7 days, 5 days, 4 days. They're just counting down to the album release, and they're going in reverse fan chant order, which is pretty neat to see, just like the fan chant order in general. But yeah, like it's nothing flashy. It's pretty straightforward, but it's effective.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's definitely effective in like building the anticipation and seeing each individual member do it. Jimin's that came out today, he kind of like cleared his throat before doing it. And it reminded me of like in Idol when I think it's Jungkook who does the little like clearing his throat and how like doing that
look. It's Jimin.
Oh, it's Jimin. Oh my God. Because them doing that. Because do you remember?
I don't know. Jungkook does a little bit with. Oh, crap. Now I'm really getting.
I have to go back and see the video.
Idol and DNA mixed up here.
Right? Because Jungkook's at the beginning of DNA. Well, okay. No, it is Jimin before like the fan thing in Idol. But I remember talking about that. And in Korean culture, when you clear your throat, it's kind of like keep my name out of your mouth type of thing, you know? Haters, you can't say anything type of vibe. And so for him to walk up to the microphone and clear his throat and then say 5 days, like I was like, it just really harkened back to that for me.
Yeah, mischievous Sly Jimin. He probably threw that in there. I love the nod to it.
Love it. In other news, Target is selling, we already know that Target will be selling the Army Bombs, the light stick, but they'll also be selling each member's album, the album itself, and then each member's individual vinyl, along with Arirang branded clothing. I saw a long sleeve t-shirt, I saw a hoodie, a tote bag. Mm-hmm. That's very exciting. Like, we will be at the Target when they open to purchase, because
we'll be lined up outside. I anticipate there being a line here in Kansas City for sure.
I think so. And you know, this is just very exciting because I remember being a brand new fan and you could not buy the albums anywhere besides online, and then slowly you could buy their album. I think like maybe Love Yourself Answer was the first one that was at Target itself. And then from ever since then, so that's like when like late 2019 when I started to, or early 2019, started to buy their albums at Target. And each member's solo album was at Target. There's a bunch of K-pop albums that you can buy at Target now. And I just think, like, how fucking cool that it's continuing, but also now there's going to be clothing that you can buy. You can get an Army Bomb at Target. Like, I'm just still, my mind is still blown about this. Like, you don't just have to buy it on Weverse Shop.
BTS paved the way.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Incredible. All right. Well, that's mostly all of the Arirang promotional content. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Taeyang has a TikTok. We felt like we just had to throw that in there. That's random, but he has a TikTok, and Jungkook has been posting dance videos on TikTok. So we like to see them be active there, and just looking forward to more content from them. Yeah. But yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We know it's coming out right when Arirang comes out, so enjoy the album. We know we are going to be just jamming out to it nonstop come this Friday. Kayla's going to be in Kansas City here with me. She's going to be traveling up, which is so fun, so we'll be together for the album release. Listen to it together for the first time together. We're going to do all of our research. We're probably going to make two episodes for our Arirang album review, so stay tuned for that. Be looking forward to that because we love album reviews, and this is our first album review for BTS as a group since, oh my god, what,
2022?
2023? Yeah, yeah, I can't even keep track anymore.
When Proof came out,
Proof. Yeah.
And Proof was like, guys, a few songs to talk about. So this is the first full album review since Map of the Soul 7, or B.
Yeah.
Probably since B, since 2020. Yeah. So very exciting, at least for an OT7 album review. We cannot wait. So stay tuned for both of those episodes to come out soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As always, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.